You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Bill Cole with Django Bio. He's going to talk a little bit about his company and some of the exciting things they're pursuing. Bill, thanks so much for coming on.
No, thanks for having me, Alex. I'm glad to participate in this. Django Bio, we had as an inception a couple of years ago, applied for intellectual property on the process in 2015. We're expecting that IP shortly. But what the company is about is restoring the hormone balance in humans and animals for that matter, to the levels that it was at their peak when we were young. So picture ourselves at 20 years old and the peak of our youth and health, and our hormones are at their peak as well. And since hormones drive all of these functions in our bodies and also contribute to their decline, there's a lot of benefits that have been documented to restoring hormones to their youthful levels. And those include a host of age-related diseases and other health benefits.
Okay, so how do you guys pursue fixing these hormone imbalances?
Well, other than just taking hormone supplements that people can do these days with testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, melatonin, and a few other things that you can get pharmacologically, there are maybe 50 other very important hormones that are difficult to apply pharmacologically, and they're difficult to maintain the right balances for anybody with the ones that we can. So what Dr. Atwood came up with was a methodology for a therapy that would regenerate the tissues responsible for generating all those hormones. So as we age and those tissues decline, the hormones decline, and it has a cascading effect on everything in our lives. Just as it takes us into puberty, it also takes us into death with their decline. So it's been found that if you can rebalance those hormones, and that's being done in a couple of other ways that aren't practical for human treatment, but it demonstrates that by rebalancing those hormones and restoring them to their youthful levels, other health benefits go along with it.
Right. So who do you think this therapy would benefit the most?
Well, it's going to benefit most acutely people that are suffering from age-related diseases or have a propensity to acquire an age-related disease. So let's pick Alzheimer's, for example. There's not really a good therapeutic treatment for Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's wasn't really prevalent in our society, our civilizations, until we started living longer. And as with a number of things that have come with age-related diseases, there hasn't been a good way of dealing with the cause. So what hormone rebalancing we expect to do is to stave off Alzheimer's and other age-related diseases that we suffer from, including osteoporosis and type 2 diabetes. Name anything that becomes more frequent with age, and we believe, and there's evidence to suggest, that these will be mitigated at the very least.
Absolutely. So last we spoke, I'd heard a little bit about the phase one NIH grant that you received. Where are you guys at in that process now moving forward?
We are just beginning to take advantage of those funds to start our first preclinical animal studies. We've selected a space in the University Research Park area. We're going to begin animal studies as early as next month, and we will utilize the data from those studies to proceed for a phase two grant, which will allow us to continue to expand those studies to look for indications for specific diseases. But in this first phase, we just want to know that the treatment works to rebalance the hormones and allow our own bodies to rebalance continually their own hormones with no pharmacological treatment necessary after that. We expect to see that with the animals.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like some very exciting things you're working on there, and I'll be looking forward to hearing more about that as you progress further. That's all the time we have today, so thanks so much for taking the time to come and chat with me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. I appreciate it, too.
You've been listening to Wisp Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.